The ACLU is carrying out its own investigation and has filed an open records request to learn more about allegations that eight police officers may have sexually assaulted crime suspects on the street while carrying out body cavity searches. ACLU Director Chris Amity says police can frisk suspects on the street, but strip searches are only allowed under certain conditions.
In order to do a strip search under Milwaukee Police Department regulations that are authorized by state law, the officer needs to have the pre-approval of a supervisor. They actually have to record all of that, and there's a strip search authorization form that needs to be filled out.
The investigations now underway are looking for evidence of a pattern of abusive practice. The director of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the fact that people have come forward to complain is a sign that they have confidence in the system for handling such matters. The ACLU's Chris Amity says he hopes the inquiries lead to a positive change in police-community relations.
If because there are things that the department is doing that send the wrong message and create an environment where unauthorized strip searches may occur, that's going to undermine good police work. And as the ACLU never tires of saying, there really isn't any contradiction between civil liberties and good professional police work.
If the evidence of abuse is widespread, the U.S. Department of Justice could launch its own investigation, and that could lead to federally imposed guidelines for handling alleged police abuses. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.